So don't argue with people there, because every person who has made a Hajj becomes a Mufti Sahab there. And every woman becomes a Muftiya there. So if you are going to ask too many Muftis and Muftiyas, then you will become confused. So don't argue. If they say that, no, this is right, that person says, no, that is right, that person says, last Hajj I made this and this Hajj I made that, then well, you do it like that, this is what we have learned. If you are a Musafir, that means in Makkah Sharif, if you stayed 15 days, then you will make 2 rakat of namaz, then you will make 4 rakat of zuhr and 4 rakat of asr in its proper time. And if you are a Musafir, you stayed less than that, then you will make 2 rakat for zuhr and 2 rakat for asr. But if the imam is a muqeem and a local imam, then of course you'll make the full namaz. It's as simple as that. So after you have made your zuhr namaz, you have had your meals, that is another important thing, that do not overeat on this day. Because you are reaching the climax of your Hajj now. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was so fortunate that his Hajj was on a Friday. So it was Yawm Arafah and it was Friday. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on Arafat, from Zawal, after Zawal, after he made his Zuhr Asar, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mounted his camel, the Quswa, and facing the Jabal Rahmat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam stood and cried and cried and cried, making dua for the Ummah. That is where he delivered his final khutbah also. Afterwards, facing the congregation, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam delivered his final khutbah. The farewell khutbah that you see printed and distributed, that was at Arafat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave everything that a person can think of in that little khutbah. It is an ocean that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has put into that khutbah. Just on that khutbah people have written whole kitab. It was on that occasion. It was on that occasion that the ayat of the Holy Quran was revealed. Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa razitu lakum al-islam deena. This day I have perfected for you your religion, and I have completed upon you my favors, and I have chosen Islam for you as your way of life. That ayat which brought about the completion of Islam was on that occasion. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's one sahabi fell down from a camel and passed away. It was in Arafat. Today we say a person passed away in an accident. He was in the path of Allah and he died. So here is a sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, and he falls from a camel in Arafat and he passes away. What did Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam order? That wrap him in the same sheet and bury him. And on the day of Qiyamah he will arise reading Labbaik. What a fortunate person. So on Arafat so many things happen. There's no time to go into the details. But this is the day that the Haji must not waste in anything but Ibadah. Shaitan will try to put into our minds lots of things there in Arafat. So do not fall at prey to it, Shaitan's prompting. Keep away from all sin, all evil, and focus your attention on nothing but Allah. Arafat is a day now in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala promises forgiveness for everybody that is there. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descends close to the first heaven. Now this descending and ascending is not a physical thing. It means that the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, His rahmat, His blessing, comes very, very close, right down. And it pours upon those people who are on Arafat. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala boastingly addresses the angels and says, look at these servants of mine. They have come from distant lands with disheveled hair, with their garments laden with dust. And their call is Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. We are at your service, O Allah. We are at your call, O Allah. You bear testimony to the fact that I have forgiven each and every one who is gathered here. The angels say, but O Allah, that woman is an evil woman. That person is an evil person. Allah Ta'ala says, you bear testimony, I have forgiven them too. So much so that if their sins are more than the waves of the ocean, more than the raindrops that fall from the heaven, and more than the trees that grow on earth, Allah Ta'ala says, I have forgiven them. All those sins are forgiven too. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam cried and he prayed for the Ummah, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guaranteed that he is forgiving everybody. I've explained this on many occasions, that the sin is forgiven, but that does not mean that if we have harmed anybody or we are owing anybody money, all that is forgiven too. That when we return we have to pay those people back. But the sin is forgiven. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam prayed and prayed and he cried and cried. Allah Ta'ala said, I forgive everything, but injustice I do not forgive. If any person has been unjust to anyone, then that sin I do not forgive. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it is reported that his beard became wet with his tears. Masoom Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he is praying for us in Arafat. He is asking for the whole Ummah in Arafat. So we too should be praying for ourselves, our families and the Ummah of Rasulullah and praying to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala that when we return, then he must return us better than what we were, and he must keep that Iman solid in our heart until the dying day. Ask whatever you want, because Arafat is now a place for asking. There is nothing else to do in Arafat except make dua. When the wahi was coming on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, this last ayat was being revealed, the weight of that wahi was so much that the camel sat down. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam remained on Arafat till Maghrib time. So this Arafat is not a picnic place. Generally the whole atmosphere, especially with those groups who perform the so-called five-star hajj, is nothing but picnic, the majority. Allah Ta'ala must protect us and save us. There's nothing but drinking, eating, talking, gossiping, idling, relaxing, and in fact they say also, what a lovely atmosphere, just like picnic. So this is a very dangerous thing. That's the day of ibadah. It's a day to cry. So much so that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam didn't fast on Arafat. If you and I fast on the day of Arafah in South Africa, we get the sawab of 1 year's fast. But Umme Fazal, to check whether Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is fasting or not, she presented milk. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was sitting on the camel, he took the milk and he drank to show all the hajis that he's not fasting. Why did he not fast? Because if he had kept fast, every haji would have said it's a sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to fast on the Yawm Arafah when you are making hajj. So the weak ones would also have kept fast, and then they would have found it difficult. Look at the rahmat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the ummah, that he didn't fast so that we may make our life easy there. Otherwise Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he would have been the first one to be desirous of fasting. So why did he not fast so that it becomes easy on the ummah to engage in ibadat? They do not become tired and feel sleepy and feel weak, so that they may stay fit and engage in as much dua and zikr and tilawat and ibadat as possible. So this day of Arafah is a very important day. After you have made, or until sunset when you remain there, after sunset then you have to leave for Muzdalifah. If a person leaves Arafat before sunset, then he has to give dam, sacrifice one qurbani, one animal. But if he comes away back into Arafat before sunset, then he doesn't have to do that. So he must not leave the borders of Arafat before sunset. Some bus drivers are in a hurry, get out quickly. So do not be in a hurry, make sure the sun has set. But all your life you made Maghrib namaz in its proper time. Now it's the order of Allah Ta'ala that you don't make Maghrib here, although it's sunset, you go and make Maghrib and Isha together in Muzdalifah. So we are being trained that what is ibadat? It is obeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and His beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That is ibadat. If they say you make namaz, you make namaz. If they say you don't make namaz, you don't make namaz. If they say that you postpone the Maghrib, you postpone it. And if they say to postpone is haram and to make qaza is haram, then you don't do that. So ibadat is obeying Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So after Maghrib, then you leave for Muzdalifah. This Maghrib and Isha Salat will be made with one azan and one iqamat. Just one azan will be given and one iqamat will be given. And after that first, the three rakats of Maghrib will be performed. And immediately after the three rakats of Maghrib, there will be no sunnah thread. There will be two rakats of Isha if you are a musafir and four rakats if you are not a musafir. And then you make your sunnat and witr and all the rest after that. But it will be just one azan and one iqamat, and both the namazes will be read together. Now Muzdalifah again, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came, and what did he do? He made a lot of dua for the ummah and he prayed that, Ya Allah, you can also forgive injustices. So that is where the dua was accepted. That the person has sincerely made tawbah, repented. Inshallah, after that he was unable to pay back whatever was due, or if he was unable to make amends for whatever mistakes he had made with regard to injustice, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will please those people by giving them plenty of rewards in Jannat, so they will forgive this person. But it means, but you must make an effort. But if before you could have done that, you die, then inshallah those injustices also Allah Ta'ala will forgive. So this Muzdalifah also was for ibadat. But also, if you are tired, there is no harm in sleeping and resting. From Muzdalifah, it is permissible to send the ladies and the little children and the very old and the weak people away before Subh Sadiq. Before Subh Sadiq, they can go away if there is somebody to take them. But for the others, it is wajib to make the wukuf of Muzdalifah. And what is the wukuf of Muzdalifah? That after Subh Sadiq, you make the Fajr Namaz in the earliest time, like how we make in Ramzan here. As soon as it's Subh Sadiq, we make our Fajr Namaz. And after the Fajr Namaz, then you face towards the Kaaba Sharif and make a lot of dua again. That's what Nabi Alayhi Salaam did. Face Kaaba Sharif and make as much dua as possible. And when it is a little before sunrise, then you proceed towards Mina.